Podcast. I'm Terry Foy, joined by Lyle Thompson. It's been too long, Lyle, since we've got an opportunity to catch up. Unfortunately, with what's going on in the world right now, that's not necessarily the most pleasant circumstances. Wish we were talking about how things were unfolding in your game last weekend. All that being said, you recently made the trip home from Georgia with your family. How's everything going as social distancing and quarantine get into effect?
Yeah, I mean, pleasure to be here, but it's honestly not much has changed outside of the lacrosse aspect on weekends. I mean, I'm still grabbing my stick every other day. I'm still working out, just not at a gym, and I spend a lot of time with my family. We me and my wife homeschool our kids, our three older kids, so they keep us pretty busy, and then you know, just working Tom Throws lacrosse stuff, organizing things like that, and all that keeps me pretty busy. As far as my schedule, you know, I wouldn't say a lot has changed, but I'm really just trying to take this time to reconnect with myself and go back to some of being home is really nice. I'm actually not home where my house is, but I'm where I grew up with my parents at their house. So it's really nice to be home and to be around my parents, and who've always sort of lived a traditional way where, you know, this week I went and picked some medicines with my father and did a lot of our spring rituals, traditional rituals. So it's been really nice to be home. Really refreshing for me, for my mind and my soul.
My hope is that a lot of people are experiencing those types of things, whether it's reconnecting with family or reconnecting with the idea of peace. But one of the things that I specifically wanted to ask you about is something that we spoke to Neil Paulus about last week, and it's the nature of the medicine game and understanding that there's a lot about that that's ceremonial and sacred within your community and can't be shared. What can you share with folks about how you regard the importance of the medicine game in your life and your life as a lacrosse player, and, you know, kind of what it means in this moment when so many people have had lacrosse taken away from them?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I can't really answer that question in a way where it's like, it's in a way where, I guess if you ask me, you know, a couple weeks ago, my answer would be much different, because I was in the moment of playing lacrosse. I've never in my life sort of not been able to play, you know what I mean? Play at, you know, recreational or whatever it may have been. And right now it's really at a, playing lacrosse on a team, stuff like that is you know, very limited. So it is, in a way, you know, you look at that, but to me, I look at the situation and you asking that question, it's sort of a reminder that this game is, you know, it's essentially just a tool. It's a tool to be, you know, soul medicine and good for yourself, whatever you need to use it for. And that was initially what it was instructed to be used as an entertainment for the creator, but also essentially for yourself, you know, medicine for yourself and medicine for if need be, you know, it wasn't always, but if need be, if we needed to play a game for someone who was sick, we could play that game for them. And that energy put forth to play that game would go towards that person that's sick. So in the current moment we're in, it's sort of a, that's the way I look at it, is it's a sort of an eye opener where this isn't everything. You know, lacrosse isn't, at one point in my life, you know, I would say that lacrosse is everything. It's done so much for me. I always got to give it credit. But at the same time, right now in this moment, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, you know, what I've learned from the game and what it's taught me is that it's been a really good tool. And whether I'm playing professionally or in my backyard, it can still be a medicine.
It's really well put. certainly daunting to try to follow up with another question after that. But that being said, like I said at the top, it's been too long since we caught up, and certainly you were in the midst of your NLL season when this situation started to unfold and the NLL season has been suspended. Can you just describe what the first half of your campaign with the Georgia Swarm was like, particularly in a year when, the team expanded by, or the league, excuse me, expanded by to even two more teams? The level of competition was different from prior years, and the level of competition for playoff spots was certainly different as well.
Yeah, for sure. It's honestly, this year's been a bit of a roller coaster, with how we've been performing, how we've been coming together as a team, and then, with this happening, the season getting suspended. But for us, and for me personally, I feel like as a team, we're not sort of living up to our roster, and how good we could potentially be. And the same goes for me. Like, I feel like I still have a lot to prove, as far as my play on the field. I'm not having the best year, and I think that all is put together through how we're performing as a team, and we are just over midway through before the suspension of the season, and I think we're, I still think we're the best team in the NLL, and it's just a matter of us, using this back end of our season to come together as a team, and a lot of that is just building chemistry, figuring each other out, figuring how this new Georgia Swarm team will come together.
No one can predict what the future holds, and so not going to ask you about what your thoughts are in terms of the resumption of the NLL, or even farther looking ahead toward the summer in particular. But I do want to ask one more question about what this 2019-20 season has been like, because I do think that the recent wave of expansion has piqued a lot of fans' interest in conjunction with being able to watch games on BR Live and that sort of thing. What's your vibe, or what is your sense of the vibe of growth that the NLL is currently experiencing?
I think it's good for the sport, good for the game, and it's allowing, more players to play at this level, but also putting teams in more markets. So I think, as far as the you look at last year with Philadelphia coming in and San Diego coming in, and them two teams, I guess San Diego having a good first year, but it sort of just shows that there is so much talent out there. And, over the course of playing one season in the NLL, Philadelphia has really come together. San Diego, same thing. You know what I mean? We're not looking at these teams when we play them as expansion teams or first year teams. They can't be taken lightly. So I think that sort of just goes to show the talent there is across, all of across. And one thing I think is really, really nice to see is sort of the Americans coming in and showing that they can pick up the box lacrosse game, whereas over the past, decade, we'd rarely see any Americans play the game and bring that athleticism, especially on the offensive end of the floor, where you got, Blaze, Rambo, Schreiber, Fieldsy. So a lot of these guys are coming in and performing, playing at a high level. So I think that's another thing that's really, this expansion is really allowing those guys to, dip their toes in the water and see what this is all about.
What's it like to see Blaze and Connor find success given your relationship with them at Albany?
It's nice, you know what I mean? Especially all playing at Albany, and sort of all right across all of us right across upstate New York, Buffalo, Rochester, in Syracuse. So it's nice. I always say this. I think Blaze is one of the most underrated lacrosse players, just because of not even the fact that, I think he's a tough goalie to shoot on in field lacrosse, but then the transition in the box, he's got really good hands. I've watched him play since he was in junior. He played for the Aqu'Gest Indians, and he's with playing with Philadelphia and moving right down to Philadelphia, he's gaining a lot of experience, and he is talented, you know what I mean? So it's really nice to see someone I've grown close to over my 3 years with him at Albany, and then Fieldsy. I didn't expect I wouldn't expect anything less from Fieldsy, you know what I mean? He's performing. It's no surprise to me that he's very consistent in both leagues.
I said that I wasn't going to ask about this summer, but I do want to shift gears from talking about indoor to talking about outdoor. And last summer you played with the BayHawks. You were one of the best players in Major League Lacrosse. And watching you, talking to folks that were around you, the regard that your teammates, your opponents, and folks that were close to the team held you in was as high as ever. And my question is, how do you regard where you're at in your career at this point? Do you feel like you're in your prime, you're at your peak? Do you feel like you can still get better? Do you feel like it's about maintaining?
Honestly, I feel like I'm not at my prime yet. I feel like I can still get better athletically, physically, and just learning as far as my style of play. And honestly, since I've become a professional, I don't know, I'm not sure why, but I was watching some of my film from college, and just the way I used to dodge is so much different than now, than how I've been dodging. And I just feel like, if I can mix the two together, that'll allow me to perform at a much higher level. But the other things that are gonna, allow me to get there is just the experience. You know what I mean? Being in professional lacrosse for 4.5 years now, that experience is crucial. And I feel like for some reason I still feel like I'm still young. I still feel like I'm close to being a rookie, and I feel like there's still a lot to do as far as me on the field. I feel like I can be a lot better than I've been the past 4 years.
It's a really interesting perspective, particularly given that literally 5 minutes before we had this conversation, I was reading Ty Zander's recent look back at the 2011 recruiting rankings, in which you were ranked number one. But one of the points that he made that maybe a lot of people don't realize or remember is that when you were coming out of Lafayette High School, you were ranked as a midfielder. And it wasn't until your sophomore year of college that you actually started playing attack full time. What do you think about when you think back to those days as a senior in high school, freshman in college?
I mean, honestly, I used to love playing midfield. That was even when Coach Mar put me at attack. I had a hard time not crossing the midfield line. I would, for a little while there, Coach Mar, once he moved me to attack, he sort of gave me free reins to run across, run back on D, because I used to do a lot of riding, and that's a part of my game I enjoy. And I would run over to midfield line, and I'd stay back and play some D. And I was doing it a little bit too much, so he told me to stop doing that. But I mean, when I was a kid and growing up through high school, I think being a midfielder and the way I used to dodge, the way I used to play the game,
gave me sort of a lot of pointers when making that transition to attack, because I used to dodge with so much speed and being able to see the whole field from up top like that, sort of helped me a lot. And then once I transitioned to attack, sort of being able to relearn that position, you know, my brother sort of teaching me, giving me pointers on how to dodge from behind and using my body more, because I used to legit just use my athleticism and try to use my footwork to get around defenders, use my speed. And it wasn't until I got to, you know, sophomore year at Albany and pushed to attack where I start leaning into defenders and using their leverage and their stick to my advantage. So I'm still, I guess you could say I'm still working on finding that balance.
When was the last time you took a face off?
Damn. I mean, I played, I guess 2 years, maybe last year with the NL. The coach, Coach Kamal, Eddie Kamal will send me out there for some face offs once in a while for the Georgia Swarm. But other than that, college, freshman year.
Yeah.
You know, I was taking face offs. I took a healthy amount that year.
Not facing off against Jeremy in the backyard anymore?
No, I'm done facing off. Those years are past me. I hate how it ruins your. I don't get how I used to do it. I used to use the same stick for face offs as I was using, because I never wanted to be a guy who switched my stick.
Right.
Which some guys do. I would just keep the same warp stick playing offense, and the inconsistency. I couldn't do it anymore.
Your game has become too finely tuned and finely crafted. You need to make sure that your stick isn't getting jammed up with all the dirt devils that are trying to dig out the ground balls, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I need to make sure my shots are consistent.
So I do want to get your perspective on one final thing before we let you go, and that's, you know, with the cancellation of the NCAA Spring Championships, so many seniors had what appeared to be their last opportunity to play college lacrosse taken away from them. And following day, it was indicated that the likelihood of another year of eligibility was going to be forthcoming. But that being said, given how special your experience playing college lacrosse was, I don't want to ask how you would regard if you would put in that situation, but what type of advice or thoughts or words do you have for current college seniors who just went through this experience of losing their senior college lacrosse season?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that is a really tough question, as far as, because, you know, I'd answer it with my opinion and what I would do, but it's all up to the individual, and it's all up to what they want to do, as long as they're staying happy. And there's a lot that can go into that whole process. You know what I mean? Like is lacrosse your future? And you know, what can leverage playing that extra year? What will that extra year do for you? Do for your name, do for, you know, whatever it may be. So I think there's a lot of questions if you're a college senior, you really have to ask yourself. And for me personally, I just feel like as long as you just got to be satisfied with what you do and continue on with that.
Do you have a strong opinion on what you think you would have done?
I mean, for me, I'll be honest, finish off college. I mean, I wouldn't play the extra year.
Gotcha.
Not to confuse that, but I just feel like, for me personally, the school in itself was always tough for me, and whether I was finished or not, I actually, my senior year, I hurt my rotator cuff, and it was our third game in, and I sort of had that option where I could play through it. I could try to get surgery, got a cortisone shot. I played against Cornell the game down in, I think it was Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you had to take the bus home.
Yeah. And once I did that, it was once I played in the next game, I actually still haven't healed from that. And I think that's a part of why I play the way I do now, because it's really tough for me to swim dodge with my right hand. And I just want to continue to play at a high level. And as long as I'm playing lacrosse, I think for a lot of these seniors, it's going to be about, that's where I think I differ, because a lot of these seniors, it's going to be about winning that national championship, or, you know, I mean, getting to the Final Four, whatever it may be, having that opportunity. And a lot of people don't understand that about me, that, yes, that is the ultimate goal, to win a championship in any part team I'm a part of, but it's not everything. You know what I mean? I just want to continue to play lacrosse and have fun with it. And I can do that at a professional level. I can do that at a college level. But I would never encourage someone to if they get an opportunity to get that extra year, and there's a lot of benefits from it. You know what I mean? You got to do what's best for you.
Totally. That's incredibly well said. And as always, we really appreciate your wisdom. It's been a pleasure catching up with you, Lyle. Like I said, it had been far too long. We hope that we're able to see you back on the floor in the field in the not too distant future, that this situation has resolved itself and everybody remains healthy, happy, and safe. But until that time comes, enjoy the time that you get to spend with your family, and enjoy the rest and the peace that comes with this.
Yep. Thanks for having me.